What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society, and a happy Christmas to Jeremy Zakas, my dear friend and colleague in New South Wales, one day, Christmas Day ahead of me. Jeremy, you're into Christmas Day. The children are delighted, the sun is shining, and the weather. I report that here in Connecticut, it is chilly, very chilly. In fact, the spectacular thing called the bomb cyclone has settled on the Midwest and east of the United States. You have in the Southern Hemisphere the exact opposite. Good day to you, Jeremy. What is your temperature range right now?
G'day and a Merry Christmas too, John. It is absolutely the opposite here. Right now, we're sitting in a sunny 30 degrees Celsius. So we're talking around about 87 Fahrenheit. Right now, there's not a cloud in the sky. There's not an inch of rain anywhere to be seen. And the good news is we're expecting to see this pretty much throughout the next week or so. But the difference is that this is only the beginning of the high temperatures. We're expecting to get up to 35 degrees and 40 degrees. So we're talking about over 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the next few days. So almost, as you said, John, we're the complete inverse to what you're getting right now. You're getting the pure cold, but John, we're getting the pure heat.
Except, Jeremy, you bring my attention. There's a cyclone. Now, I understand you're a continent. And things happen in different parts of continents. Right now, the southwest of the United States is smiling because nothing bad is happening to them while they're watching the reports from here. The cyclone is in the north. Does that mean it moves south along the coast in Queensland?
Well, actually, what it does, John, it sort of moves firstly to the east and then it tracks down south. You're correct, down the coast of Queensland. So where this cyclone is it's crossing the very top of Australia, or it's now slowly degrading. So it'll probably be a tropical storm by the time it hits Queensland, but still a very, very powerful one. And what happens if you picture a map of Australia, the very top part there, it just touches the top part of the Australian coastline. And then as it hits, I guess you could say, the pointy bit in Australia, so that bit to the top right, which is the York Peninsula, it will turn and head south down the Queensland coast. And by that point, it normally is going to be a very tropical cyclone. And as you can tell, I'm very well versed in this because this happens fairly routinely earlier in the season, not so much around this time of season. So we're looking at something new. But what it happens is when it starts to head down south towards Queensland, it mixes with the slightly cooler air down around the southeast Queensland area. And that's when it brings even more rain than it brought along the northern part of Australia. So, John, it's a cyclone now. It's probably going to be a very strong storm in the next few days, if not already now. But it's going to be bringing rain to Queensland. So the one, I guess, exception to this beautiful, startling weather here in Australia for Christmas is unfortunately going to be probably northeast Queensland.
Touching on the rain story, you are clear of it in New South Wales. Is that true for Victoria as well?
Yes, right now, in fact, Victoria is looking completely clear of rain, but they do expect to have rain showers around about midweek next week. So we're talking Wednesday, Thursday. And when I say rain showers, it's looking light right now, but as we know with the meteorological models, they really can't tell anymore just how heavy it is, because you may remember that when we had the floods only a couple of months ago there in northern Victoria, that was supposed to be only very much passing shower, so very much a light rain event. But it turned out to be one of the worst that they've had in over 100 years. So, John, we're kind of watching the weather again. Victoria could get hit by rain. They're expecting some possible storms also by the end of the week in Victoria. So, again, the weather's all topsy-turvy.
All right, now it's an Australian Christmas. There is the tradition in some parts of the world to open presents on Christmas Eve. There's the tradition I grew up in the East Coast of the United States, to open them on Christmas morning. And then there's Boxing Day in the United Kingdom. How does Australia celebrate Christmas? When do you open the presents?
We actually have a mixture. I myself, because my family's got part Latvian heritage, we opened them not only on Christmas Eve, so half the presents then, we also opened them on Christmas morning too. That's kind of the English side of the family. But the real traditional Australian version is still Christmas morning. But I'm finding more and more, just as in my circle of friends especially, a lot of people do it on Christmas Eve because we have that real strong European influence. So that's more, I guess you could say, a mixture between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And people genuinely split the presents about 50-50 across both days. And that way you keep the festivities going a lot longer than just the morning. But the interesting thing is that people here, even the Brits, don't really do the Boxing Day celebration as much now. For us, it's more about the Boxing Day cricket test. It's more about the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, which is a big yachting event that happens every Boxing Day here as well. So we really treat Boxing Day as a sporting day here in Australia, and that in itself is a real tradition.
How about this week between Christmas and New Year? In the United States, it's generally true that nobody works for the next 5 days until we go back to work. And we have a holiday on the 2nd, and then we're back to work on the 3rd of January. Is it different in Australia?
Exactly the same model. We will have the next week off. That's what we call very much a stand-down period here in Australia. We then have the public holiday, the same as you will have in the US. But the only difference being is the retail sector, because the shops come back the day after Boxing Day. So we have the Boxing Day sales. We have basically they call it really the summer sales here in Australia. So anybody who's playing it smart, I guess you could say, and want to delay Christmas by a year can pick up some great bargains if they're looking for some presents at the shops, which were really, really high priced beforehand. So this week, John, very lazy week here in Australia. It's something we just absolutely enjoy.
All right. Now this is a judgment call. Heretofore, Jeremy and I have been given a warning that we're going to talk about reptiles, especially snakes. And we've done that in a separate segment, so you can skip it. But this is more a Christmas story than it is a snake story. It's both. It's also a cat story. So I'll tell it as best I can reading about the news. A cat, a modest homebody cat, brings a present to the Christmas tree, thinking of that he too wants to participate in the game and maybe he'll get presents. But the present turns out to be alive. What is this that I'm looking at, Jeremy?
John, what you're looking at, this present is a red-bellied black snake. Lo and behold, this cat has thought that for some reason its owners would appreciate having under its Christmas tree at Christmas time a venomous, poisonous snake that will pretty much, if it bites you, kill you. Now this cat was just north of Brisbane in Queensland, so we're talking again up in those areas which are fairly tropical and do have a lot of snakes right now, but whatever this cat was thinking, and this is just a pure normal domestic house cat, was basically roaming around the backyard, and it found this red-bellied black snake, and somehow it's managed to not only get the red-bellied black snake into the home, in through all the cat doors, and basically into the lounge room area where the Christmas tree was, it managed to put it amongst the presents. And there's a great photo, if people have a look at it online, where it is nestled amongst all the other gifts. So the owners probably hadn't seen it for at least several hours, if not maybe a day or two, because this thing was just curled up. And red-bellied black snakes are notorious for going to ground when they feel threatened, so they'll try and blend in with their environment. So it could have been there for quite a long time. But I think also the most amazing part is during this whole process, the snake didn't bite the cat. The cat was not bitten, so everybody survived. The homeowners have this great new red-bellied black snake as a pet if they want to keep it. Honestly, you can't make this stuff up, John. This is a very Australian Christmas.
Yes. Now, Jeremy checks in his car when he opens the door. He checks in his shoes. He looks under the car seat because this is a time of the year snakes find alternative habitats. But Jeremy, no one ever thought to look in the Christmas presents before. It's nestled in there between three beautifully wrapped packages. And, you know, mom always volunteers, or one of the teenagers volunteer to pass packages out. You reach down to grab a package and you get a snake. Now, the only explanation I can offer for this is that this cat might be a mouser. And mousers like to present their catch, their prey, and be flattered for it. Does that make sense, Jeremy?
I think that does exactly. And I'm almost going to guarantee that's what happened in this case, because you can imagine that the cat, you know, it's very proud of itself at seeing people bring stuff into the house. It thinks, well, I can do something too. I can do this. I can present something very much that I've brought into the house. Just the problem is it was a red-bellied black snake,
right.
Not a mouse or a present.
Not a mouse this time. Jeremy Zakas, he's in Christmas happy New South Wales. We turn to Boxing Day, Jeremy's previewed Boxing Day, because while you don't give presents, you do give anxiety over a big cricket match. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Why is it always chaos when we link up? Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo? Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.